This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Continuing hour one of Kelly and Ramya, it is the 26th of March, just flying through the month here. And Kelly McDonald, Ramya Amadhin, we're hosting today. We're going to talk about an upcoming conference right now with you and a guest of ours. We're really looking forward to it. So it's called the Accessible Canada, Accessible World Conference. It takes place May 27th and 28th. Now I've given you lots of dates. Further confusion. But this one is taking place at Concordian University and online. And the purpose of this international event is to advance and reimagine accessibility and inclusive design in various domains with community as co-creators. So right now we're going to be speaking with Dr. Yuta Trevoranis, director of the Inclusive Design Research Center at OCAD University, to talk about how we can get involved with this conference and, of course, just to learn more about it. Dr. Trevoranis, nice to have you back on the show.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
So tell us more about this conference. Of course, I gave a bit of a snippet, but what is this about and what do you hope we can achieve overall?
Well, we're trying something a little bit different because there's been so many different conferences, and there are what we're trying to do is to do things that are missing from most of these conferences. So we're organizing it like a flipped classroom. For anyone that has kids in school and has heard that term, it means that you read all of the things, and then during the time that you're in class, you have an opportunity to talk about things. And our flipped classroom model will mean that the presentations will be available online ahead of time. And so we'll spend the time that we have together talking about how do we address and how do we take action on a number of the challenges that people have when they have a disability here in Canada, but also in Europe and in the US. It's going to be an international conference. And the reason we call it Accessible Canada, Accessible World is we have a feeling that Canada is in a very unique position to advance accessibility at this point. We have the Accessible Canada Act, we have Accessible Canada, and so can Canada take responsibility for pushing accessibility beyond what it has accomplished so far and addressing a lot of the issues that have not currently been addressed. It will be, as you say, at Concordia on May 27th and 28th. And you asked, how can people be involved? There's lots of ways. One thing we're hoping is that we'll receive presentations, and we invite anyone that has something to say about accessibility. And when we say accessibility, it's the whole range of from housing to transportation to figuring out how you get disability pension to what happens with climate change if you have a disability, to many, many other topics. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be receiving those presentations. We'll make them available to everyone that is participating. And then on the day of the conference, we're going to hold workshops. And that means that everyone will get a chance to participate. So you're not just coming to listen, you're also coming to contribute. And we want to hear about your experiences, and we want your help in figuring out how are we going to address that.
You know, I always get excited. You know, we've talked about this numerous times of, wow, what we could, the blue sky, if we could make it possible and all the things we could reach for or think we should. And we get stuck back with all the wonderful ideas. Like you talked about the unique situation Canada's in, the advisement, the situations that we have where we might see accessibility starting to flourish more, where it's not a second thought, where it's included in design, in what we do when it comes to creating laws and stuff. We always get into, it's still separate enough that how do we enforce? Where's the teeth when something isn't there? What do we do about that? And I'm curious, when the conference is held and these discussions happen, I always feel like a doubting Thomas to come back to. That would be great. We could do this. This could be possible. However, who's going to enforce? Who's going to oversee? How are we going to check on progress? Other than us saying, who's going to feel it? Which government body is going to feel it important enough to make sure that there is reaction, there is being people checking on these things and enforcement. How much does that conversation happen, especially when we have Europe and so many other people at the table?
So the reason it's good to have an international group is because a lot of the barriers that we're facing and a lot of the systems that we're using are not necessarily created in Canada nor controlled in Canada. And so the more that we have Europe and the U.S. participating in things like making sure that the artificial intelligence that is available, the assistive technologies that are offered, the ways in which people are hired, a lot of those decisions are not decisions that are either local or within Canada itself. But you're right. I mean, there's been so many conferences where we hear about wonderful things, but then how do we get a hold of them, or how are these great ideas actually implemented? And that's why what we're doing with this conference is it will not end on those 2 days. So we are creating an action plan or proposals or requests for support and funding from various governments to actually enact something. So it'll be more than coming there to listen and, but also to participate in the decision making. And then we have commitments from a variety of the participants who do make the decisions that they will work with us on these decisions. We're trying to do it very differently than usual as well, because the other thing that frequently happens is people with disabilities sort of become the poster child of the new technology. And the technology is then adopted, but people forget that the rationale they gave for this technology being so wonderful was that it was supposed to change the lives of someone with a disability. But it becomes that initial motivation is lost. And so what we want to do is to, in essence, reverse that, or to remind people again and have individuals who are going to benefit the most from the emerging technologies be the ones that are there right at the beginning to talk about what would work and what wouldn't work.
And learning the struggles and the reasons why, and like you said, what will and won't work and how come.
Right, exactly.
So
and we want to learn from failures and mistakes as well. I mean, usually in a conference, everyone is sort of showing off what has been successful, all of their triumphs.
Journeys.
But we want to hear about what doesn't work and what mistakes we can learn from as well.
And of course, with you getting feedback from the community, with the action plan of proceeding forward past this 2-day conference, you will hear, I think, that in general, us with disabilities and representation wise, we are quite vocal in letting people know what it is that we are finding to be barriers. It's just like, is it falling on the right ears, right? So tell us how this whole thing was inspired, you know, this approach, flip classroom, as you said, the particular issues and challenges that you want to bring up to make sure that they're prioritized and bringing up in the conference. How did it all come to this?
Well, largely it came from discussions with many community members who have been attending repeated accessibility conferences and with the same sorts of concerns that Kelly just voiced. And so we asked, well, how can we do this differently so it's not the same experience where it's basically the people that are already well-resourced that talk and they they give the same motivational speech and don't go beyond that. They focus on why, as opposed to the what, you know, and how are we going to do something? I'm sure that everyone has heard the curb cut story before multiple times. But so what we want to do is we want to go beyond that conversation. We are all well persuaded that accessibility is important, that it is of benefit to the entire society. So what we asked were, what are some of the issues that have not been discussed, that have been ignored, who's been missing from the conversation? And amongst the types of things that people put forward were, what is the impact of climate change on people with disabilities and how do we prepare? That came from a group out of BC. What are better housing alternatives when aging with disability? There's many people that are, I mean, homelessness and the housing situation is huge at the moment. But if you have a disability, it's so much worse because, of course, the supply of accessible housing is terrible. How do we create reliable assistive technology ecosystems? Are ADP, which is lovely, but is fairly out of date, and it's caused an issue with the pricing of assistive technologies because of the way that it's managed. So how do we address that was another question. How do we make sure there is dignity in living before we offer dignity in dying? And that came from a group that's worried about MAID and the use of MAID as a reason or as an alternative to really good services to offer dignity in living. How can we shape artificial intelligence to value difference rather than discriminate against outliers and minorities? Because people with disabilities are outliers and minorities, and we're seeing that they're screened out of jobs and academic posts or places in schools. How do we create infrastructure and platforms for mutual aid communities? Those are just an example.
Yes, some of the things, man, wow. Well, we talk a lot on the show about emergency preparedness, how we feel so vulnerable. Last year, we saw the fires that made a lot of us sit back and say, well, what happens to those in the hospital that can't be? What happens to those who are blind and can't jump in a car and drive out of there on that plugged up highway? So we thought about things like that. I'm sure you can hear from other places that do get hurricanes, that do have wildfires and things that we here in Canada, well, the wildfires, of course, but there are certain things we just don't get as worried about, but they don't impact us the same way. When you think of highlights for this, for somebody who maybe is kind of listening and saying, okay, it sounds great the way you've got this put together and the feedback and the things, what do you look for? What's the thing this year that you would say in a minute, I'm anxious for?
Well, so in participating, I mean, come and join us. It can be a presentation and we accept them in almost any format. You can just have a conversation with someone that you know about an issue and send that in as a presentation and then participate with us during those 2 days. It'll be hybrid, so you can either come online or you can come in person. And then we're going to create workbooks and continue the discussion regarding the plans that we have. If you're in a completely different time zone and the Montreal time doesn't work for you, then we're going to have hosted discussions after the fact as well in different parts of the world. So you can join one of those. And if you can't make the event, you can still join into the conversation. We'll have the workbooks up and we will have follow-up meetings to follow through on the plans that we've made. And we're trying to make sure as well that people don't face financial barriers to participating. So talk to us if the We're trying to make sure that it doesn't cost any more than what it would cost for the food if you're attending. And we have ways of assisting people who for whom that is even too much of an expenditure. So come
awesome.
Participate. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you haven't had an opportunity to talk at other accessibility conferences, or you have an issue that you think has not been addressed before.
Mm. Amazing. Thank you so much for your time today and for going through this with us. All the best.
Thank you. And please. Hopefully the two of you might come as
Show
well.
Up as well.
That would be great.
Exactly.
And
sounds
you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh,
end of May.
Good
we
luck.
Have lots to think about. We were speaking with Dr. Yuta Trevoranis, director of the Inclusive Design Research Center at OCAD University. And we were speaking about that conference, Accessible Canada, Accessible World. After the break, in the second hour, we have Daniel Panamando from our control room joining us for the book club. He chose this month's book. It's called Bear Town by Frederick Bachman. Also, we're getting hands-on tips from Jeff Thompson on crafting wood projects through keen observation and investigation. But after the break, we're speaking to Kim Thistle to find out exactly what's going on all the way over there in St. John's, Newfoundland. We'll be right back.
Keep it here for more of Kelly and Ramya on AMI TV.
The Walrus is Canada's conversation, and you're invited to take part. Download AMI's Voices of the Walrus, where professional narrators read selected articles from the magazine. Available wherever you download your AMI podcasts.